The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to The Chalene Show. Chalene is a New York Times bestselling author, celebrity fitness trainer, and obsessed with helping you live your dream life.
Yo, 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 what's up, party people? My name is Keith Harris, and Chalene and I go way back. I mean, that's my homegirl for real.
And we'd like to thank you for joining us on The Chalene Show, where we help you develop a crazy, ridiculous, amazing, fun-filled life. It takes education, it takes a plan, it takes support, it takes motivation, it takes great friends like my friend Keith. Do you know this dude has lost over 124 pounds? So it's kind of funny to see the two of us together. I think he's like 6'4 or something, and I'm like 5'2, and we like to think of ourselves as the Kelly and Michael of podcasting. I love having Keith here because he helps me keep it real. This is what we call a Fit Tip episode. They're designed to be shorter, easy for you to digest, and exactly what you need to help you create a better mindset and a stronger body.
Well, hello and welcome. I'm here. I'm Keith, first of all. And I'm here with the fabulous Miss Chalene Johnson. Listen, flexibility.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
I'm the worst. I'm the most inflexible person you would ever meet. I'm the stiffest.
That's not true. I've had you in the palm of my hand testing your flexibility before. And yeah, I think that's most people. We avoid what we're not good at. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why so few people, including myself, for many, many years, avoided any type of flexibility training because it's like, I don't want to do what I'm not good at. Mm-hmm. I really want to talk about how incredibly important this is. It's the third biggest component when we talk about our overall health and fitness. I mean, we know you need cardiovascular strength. Mm-hmm. We know you need muscular or resistance type strength. And then the third component, when we're just talking about our physical well-being, is flexibility. Of course, nutrition is a separate component. But if we're just talking like physical exercise, we need cardio, strength, and flexibility.
Yeah, and it just seems that we never focus on the flexibility part, or hardly focus on the flexibility part.
That's
right. And flexibility, I think, probably for me, takes the most patience. Mm. So when you're doing cardio, you can move fast, and you're active, and you're moving. And you know, when you're doing weight training, you get this, you know, adrenaline rush from lifting heavy weights. But flexibility is a lot of holding. Well, this is my perception of it. It's always holding these super poses with these poses for long periods of time. And you like get bored and you're like, okay, I've done enough. So about like 5 minutes into it, I'm completely done.
You're over it. Yeah, well, that was me. It's really why I created the program PIO is exactly for that reason. I knew I needed flexibility training. My kinesiologist was saying, Chalene, you are so inflexible. These injuries aren't necessarily because of overtraining. These are injuries because you're not doing anything for your flexibility. Mm. So I started taking yoga classes and Pilates classes, and I felt that thing that you just said, like holding the pose for so long, that to me felt like, okay, let's just everyone hold it so everyone can look around the room and look at Chalene, who is the least flexible in the room. That's what, in my own head, I was like, wow, this is terribly degrading. I'm the worst, you know, and I didn't want to feel that way. And I also didn't know enough about the benefits. Mm-hmm. You know, if we know about the benefits and we're like, oh, okay, well, it's like food. You know, if you know enough about your nutrition, you don't have to be told what to do. You want to do that because you want the benefits. So that's the first myth about flexibility training, is it doesn't always have to be what we call static stretching. Static meaning holding a stretch in a specific position or pose without moving. And that's what most people think of when they think about flexibility training. But now when you think about when you need flexibility, you're moving. So I really love PIO, and I love any type of flexibility training that incorporates dynamic movement where the muscle filament slides, which creates blood flow, which creates a more pliable muscle, which creates, for a lot of us, we don't get bored. If I'm moving, I'm happy.
So describe that move. I know people can't see you, but...
Sure. So when you think about, for example, an athlete, like just think of a catcher right now, and he's coming up and down in that deep, wide, squatted position. And so that's like dynamic movement that is functional. If you think about when we personally need flexibility, it's when we're reaching and stretching to grab something, or when we are running to have a longer stride, meaning if my hamstrings are more pliable, if I have a hamstring muscle that can stretch further, that means I can reach my leg out further while I'm running and have a longer stride, which makes it an easier stride, which makes for a faster time. So it's the dynamic flexibility that I want people to embrace as an alternative. That's not to say that there's anything wrong with holding a static stretch, and for those people who have found their love and their calling in yoga or any form of flexibility training, fantastic.
Sure.
But I knew there was a need to create a program where those of us who are like, I feel like I'm going to have a panic attack. I'm so inflexible. I don't want to be the only person in the room who can't touch their toes.
Right.
And also those people are like, listen, I got 30 minutes. I got 30 minutes today. I need to burn calories or get strong.
Exactly.
And, you know, flexibility is just lower on my list of priorities.
So
I said, okay, what if I could design this perfect class, this perfect workout where it was all those things? You got your heart rate up. You were moving. You were building muscle by lifting your own body weight or using your own body weight to get strong. And there was dynamic flexibility training.
Now, that sounds more like me. I mean, more than likely, I'm going to be the biggest guy in the room. I'm 6'5", 260 pounds.
You won't be. Not in one of my classes. I attract all the dudes. And it's not because of the way I dress, get your mind out of the gutter. It's because, you know, I just think it's a comfortable environment for dudes, for athletes, for people who are like, I'm so inflexible. I'm like, you have found your home. It just incorporates a type of movement that we're drawn to, which is very athletic. It's very flow. It's, you know, we use up-tempo music. And I think for many of us, like yourself included, we're busy. It's like, I don't have 30 minutes to just not get results. And you don't ever see someone walking down the street and go, she looks flexible.
Right.
You know, you say, oh, she's got nice muscles, or he's got a nice butt, you know, and we know that comes from strength training. Or
that's hilarious. Yeah, he stretches. You can tell.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you just wouldn't do that. But, you know, the reason, here's where the inspiration for this came. While I was, you know, personally struggling with this, and like, I felt like I was forcing myself to go to these classes, and I was like, I love exercise. Why am I not loving this? And I was in Las Vegas. I was working out at one of the gyms, and I was watching this gal in the corner kind of going through this series of exercises where she was like using her own body weight and she was stretching and moving. And I just thought, what is she doing? That is so cool. And you could tell that she was really strong and she had the super sculpted physique, but she wasn't using any of the equipment in the gym. And the friend that I was there with said, oh, I know her. She's one of the trainers for Cirque du Soleil. And I thought, I don't want to join Cirque du Soleil, but there's a beautiful athletic quality to their movement that's strong core, strong legs, lean, long, and that's what I want to create.
Yes. Yeah, when you see their bodies, they're really works of art. Right?
Exactly. I could just stare and just say, could you please slow down? I have to watch that again. It's just gorgeous. But that was really exciting to me because it was what I was looking for. It's like, I want to see muscle. I want to see sweat. I want it to be an intense workout. So that if it's the only 30 minutes I have, it needs to accomplish a lot.
Very good. I like this, or I like the idea of this.
And can I share some of the benefits of it so that people, you know, even if you're like, well, I'm mildly interested, let me tell you this. A muscle that is more flexible has up to 25% greater strength potential. So if you've hit a plateau, work on your flexibility and you'll break that plateau.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Just doing that dynamic flexibility training will create less tension in your muscles. You'll have fewer aches and pains that you think are the result of overtraining or getting old or injuries that could be prevented if you were working on the flexibility of, especially in Pio, we really focus on the main muscles that you use for all of your other stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, like I don't know if there's really a need for all of us to have a super flexible neck. You know what I mean?
Right.
So we really focus more, a lot of time on the big muscles, your glutes, your hamstrings, your quads, the IT band, you know, the muscles of your back, your shoulders, the things that just make life easier.
Very good.
So I hope people will try it, especially if you've been unhappy. Like if you've gone to a yoga class and thought, I it's just not for me. There's something out there that will work for you. And I just encourage people, no matter what it is, keep searching until you find the workout that takes care of that component of our overall health.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who knew that we needed it so much?
Yeah.
You know? I mean, even after a workout, you know, one of these super, you know, intense workouts like Insanity or something like that, like, you know, like.
Oh, it's the most important time to because now you're warm. Mm-hmm. And that's when you can really improve flexibility. A lot of people think, well, I'll stretch before my workout, but that's a myth. You know, the stretching should really only be done after our bodies are warm. You want to warm up before your workout, and you don't even have to stretch before you work out, but you do need to properly warm your body. Once we're really warm, that's the best time to improve overall flexibility.
Very good.
Cool.
Well, thanks.
Well, thanks for being here with me today, Keith.
Yeah, of course. Anytime.
Thanks,
Keith.
Anytime,
girl.
It's always so fun to have Keith on the show with me. I love Keith. He is just like a brother to me. I would love for you to tweet him. He's having so much fun hearing your feedback about the show. It's been really fun for both of us. And he's always like, I'm getting so many followers. This is so cool. And people are asking great questions. Whoops, that might be him right there. It is. Oh my gosh. That's so funny. Anyways, his Twitter is Kick It With Keith. Kick It With Keith. Send him a tweet. Let him know you heard him on the show today. Let him know what topics you would like for us to address the next time we do a show together. And by the way, this wasn't meant to in any way, shape, or form be an advertisement for Pio, my fitness program that I do in conjunction with Beachbody. But if you would like to know more about that program, you can go to shaleenjohnson.com/Pio, P-I-Y-O, not Plyo, Pio, P-I-Y-O. And there you can find out more about the program. But really, what I want those of you to know who have been kind of reluctant or resistant to doing flexibility training is that there are so many other ways to address your flexibility training other than traditional yoga or Pilates. And even if just the thought of holding still and listening to mind-body music kind of, you know, rubs you the wrong way, well then try another form of flexibility training. Athletic flexibility training is so important. And if you'd love to see some amazing results that people have been getting from Pio, I mean, it's a weight loss program. We have people losing like 40, 50 pounds on this program and really transforming their physique. So check it out. You know, don't take my word for it. Just Google it and see what you'll see. All right, that about does it for this Fit Tip episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget, I love it when you leave me a review in iTunes. In fact, in my next show, I'm going to start it off by reading the most recent reviews. I hope yours is one of them. If it is, don't forget to include your real name, not just your screen name. That way people will know that I was talking about you. I love you. Bye.